listeners, good and true. Our celebration of Women's History Month continues with this delectable display of the power of feminine creativity. It was taped live at the Slipper Room in New York City on February 25th, 2018. And now our next installment from The Female of the Species.
The great Mae West once said, "When I'm good, I'm very good. When I'm bad, I'm better." Tonight, we present to you the work of women at their very best and baddest, with three classic but lesser-known works that, until this evening, have never been adapted for any medium. And it should be noted that this is the first edition of Fireside Mystery Theater that has ever been written exclusively and entirely by women. Our first author, Vernon Lee, was the pen name of British writer Violet Paget. She was born in France in 1856 to British expatriate parents, and despite writing primarily for a British audience, she spent much of her life living on the continent. Her writing was infused with her fascinations, possessions, hauntings, and music. The following adaptation by Courtney Gillian Cholovich is based on Vernon Lee's chiller, A Culture Ghost. It shows us how art, feeling, and music may truly possess us and obsess us.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1. All right, thanks, guys and gals. And for those of you just cruising in tonight, that's right, it's a Flower Power Hour. Songs by beautiful ladies performed for all you beautiful ladies. We're still working on a name if anyone has suggestions. And we got a special treat for you tonight. Normally, we only have our gal pals up here treating us to some female composed oral delight. But tonight, Shangri-La's very own Barry the Bartender is getting in touch with his feminine side and taking the stage. Who are we to say no to that, huh? Give him a hand. He knows how to pour a drink and treat a lady right.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Girl power, right? Thanks, Terror the Terrible, for having me up on this side of things for once. Look, I'm not usually the type to go all acoustic, but I'll tell you, I found this song in an old journal at a junk sale a while back, and the words this little lady wrote have been in my head for weeks now. Looked it up everywhere. It's got to be original. So I set it down with some chords, got it pretty jamming, and I thought, where better to share it, am I right? Anyway, here it is by the unknown lady of the East Village. When I fall asleep, I fall in the deep, the end where I never quite touch. There's some comfort there, like floating in air.
Stop!
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Don't tell that guy to stop!
What's wrong? Was I off key? Oh, check, check.
Hey, lady, we're in the middle of a show here. What are you doing? This isn't an open mic. That song, that tune. Where did you hear that? How did you find it?
Well, I didn't hear it. Like I said, I just found it written in some pages of an old journal. It kind of stuck with me, and a tune popped into my head, you know?
So, if you're done, ma'am, I'm going to need you to sit back down and shut it, or else hit the street. We don't let this kind of thing fly if you're not a regular.
That's just it, though. I've never been here before.
Yeah, no kidding. I would have bounced you like a beach ball.
It's like that song brought me here. Hear me once, you'll hear me again.
What did she say?
Hear me once, you'll hear me again.
Lady, you in there?
I'm sorry, it's the song.
Look, if you don't like it, I got some Metallica ready to go.
Well, it's just that I didn't believe I'd ever hear it again. No, that's not true. I knew in my bones I'd hear it again, but I just hoped I was wrong.
What are you talking about? I looked for a recording of the song all over. You mean you know it?
It's a long story.
You've already interrupted our regularly scheduled programming. In for a penny, right? Let's hear it.
Yeah. Really? It's been so long.
I put a shake on it already. If I'm not playing, I gotta get pouring.
Well, I'm a journalist, first of all. And I love my job, especially the research. I love taking trips, seeking out the strange, the mysterious, the downright weird.
Yeah, that surprises me not in the least.
It was on just such a trip where my tale begins. A friend of mine, a local photographer, got wind of a lead out in Sheepshead Bay.
All right, Monica. Last stop, Sheepshead Bay.
Oh, wow. We are definitely not in Manhattan anymore.
No kidding. Thank goodness. Thought I was going to have to ask the conductor to stop the train.
You could just take a cue from the guy in the corner and just go right over there. Ugh, why do we live here again?
For the treasure troves like these, my dear Monica. I've been trying to get a glimpse of this guy's apartment for months now.
Well, it must be quite the record collection if you'd come all the way out here to check it out.
But that's just it. It isn't a record collection. It's not even a music collection, really. It's a collection of everything but the actual music. Scores, instruments, posters, but not a single note of music is ever played in the whole house.
A silent museum of music. Wow.
Guy doesn't even like music. Never listens to it. Never goes to concerts or shows. They wouldn't even sing happy birthday to this guy, I bet.
So why this fixation with all the accoutrement of melody?
That, my dear Monica, is precisely the story we've come to scoop. 329, 331. Aha, here we are, building 333.
Halfway to hell.
Wow, lady of the night. You really can't turn it off, can you?
No, what can I say? Seeking out the eerie and mystery is my thing.
All right. Let's go in there and check it out before you totally warp my take on this shoot. Don't see a buzzer. Guess we'll try it the old-fashioned way. Hello? Alex Newman, photographer from the Bed-Stuy Beat. Hello?
Maybe you should pretend to be the pizza guy.
Hello?
Duh.
Hi. Yes, I'm Alex Newman, a reporter from...
Duh, I remember.
We speak on phone.
Right.
And this, your friend?
Oh, right, sorry. This is Monica Tylers, writer for The Unexplainable.
Pleased to meet you both.
Mirna.
Myron.
You are news lady. Reporter.
Spooky tales.
Yes, that's me.
And you think you find some story here, yes?
Something to report. Tell the world about strange men and strange collection and strange med.
We are news to you.
Well, Alex just asked me along, really. I was interested. I hope that's okay.
I don't make rules.
You too. Come.
Well, is your story on them by chance?
Sheepshead Bay hospitality at its finest. But hey, look at you, Miss Celebrity.
Yeah, they really seemed like huge fans.
Oh, who knows with these old-timers? Not everyone wants their moment in the sun. Although it looks like they could use a few rays, honestly. Come on, doors open, daylight's a-wasting. Holy moly! Look at all this junk! I'd be disgusted if I wasn't so totally impressed.
So where is the man of the hour anyway? I feel weird just going through all his stuff like this without him here.
Hey, Mr. Chuckles and Miss Cheerful let us in, didn't they?
Yeah, but where did they go?
Probably to fetch some tea. Or vodka. It's amazing. This guy has traveled all over the world, seen things you and I could never even dream of. And all he cares about is this collection of his. Seriously amazing.
Well, he's certainly devoted enough time and energy to it. Looks like this whole brownstone is about to explode from the inside out. And what the heck is this?
Looks like a violin, but what's that attachment for? Let me see.
Oh God, stop!
Oh, put it back! I'm guessing that one never made it to the symphony. Okay, I've taken quite a few shots in this room. You want to do a little exploring?
Shouldn't we wait for the collector?
No one told us to stay put. Who knows how long it'll take him to shuffle down here.
You go on ahead. I think I'll wait around to see if any tea or vodka show up.
If it's the latter, call me.
So I was there, alone in the basement of this mad museum. I started to feel claustrophobic, surrounded by this man's decades of bizarre treasures. Geez, where does Alex hear about this stuff? I can't imagine being alone in a house with all these relics all day long. Whoops! Oh, I hope that wasn't anything too valuable. Let me just get this back up here. Hey, what's this? It's a picture buried behind these books. Well, let's see. It's just a young woman playing a guitar alone in an empty room at a table with an open book on it. I can almost make out what it says.
Find something to your liking, dear.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You startled me.
Seems I should be the one who is startled. Strange young lady poking around in my precious collection.
No, we were invited here. I mean, you invited my friend Alex, the photographer, and I...
Yes, I know how the formalities went. Myrna and Myron were so very kind as to inform me of your arrival. Von Chessem, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Von Chessem. I'm Monica. This is an amazing collection you have here. I'm actually astonished by it.
Yes.
I mean, who would think to have all of the musical memorabilia, but none of the actual music?
My dear, this is the actual music. The framework, the bones, the foundations, what actually hold up over time. They are the, artifacts. And what is music anyway, when we hear it? A memory? A feeling? They are fleeting. A song will be played, and it will fade, and it will be forgotten. It cannot play itself. These things here, they give proof. They give meaning.
That makes sense, I suppose. But where did you find everything? And how do you decide what to keep?
Usually, it finds me. I am like a magnet for these things. They long to be kept alive.
By burying them away in your home?
All of these things, they are my great treasures. I cannot part with them. I am as bound to them as they are to me. Maybe someday, someone else may possess them, but it is not for me to say.
It just seems sad. All the stories that were never told.
Some stories are better not told, girl. This picture I see you looking at with such interest? Yes, I saw how you look at it. This girl in photo. I know she lived and played in this village. I know she plays no more. Other than that, I know nothing. It is better this way. Leave room for happy ending.
Well, if you don't know anything else about her, how do you know she didn't have a happy ending?
All of these things, they come to me. Like running away from broken home. They prefer the silence.
What about the book that she's looking at as she plays? Do you happen to have that?
Book? Possible. But how am I to know? Even with young eyes, you cannot see the page. Could be anything. Could be nothing.
Oh, but it's not nothing. I mean, the way she looks at it, her eyes are aflame.
You make molehill into mountain. Great for writer, bad for digestion. Come. We find your friend before he destroys my home and upsets Myrna and Myron.
They seem like a pretty solid pair, if you ask me.
They are delicate inside, like jelly donuts. Come.
So I came. We found Alex, he got his shots, and we left. My mind wouldn't leave that room, though. And that picture, and that book. Who was that woman playing guitar in that solitary room? What happened to her? What was her story? And the book on the table. That night in my dreams, again, I could almost make out the words. I awoke as if from a fever dream. Knowing myself, I had no other option but to chase down the story in the East Village. I knew it was crazy. I had no name, no information, nothing more than a feeling to go on. But the feeling was so strong, I couldn't ignore it. So I let it lead me.
What could it be about this picture that haunts and consumes her? Well, we'll find out in just a moment where Monica's odyssey in the East Village will lead her. But first, I want to share something with you. I won't name any names, but there are a few fellows in our cast and on our production team that have in recent, and not so recent times, started to lose their hair. They often feel really self-conscious about it, and who wouldn't? But as a friend, I try to reassure them that there are options out there. Did you know that 66% of men lose their hair by age 35? It can be a super delicate subject to broach, which is why it's great that there's 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. I'm encouraging the guys I know to try 4hims.com. If you've started to notice hair loss or you just want to prevent it from happening, now is the time to start doing something about it. Rather than resorting to weird solutions or just doing nothing, Hims can connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. And it's all very confidential and easy to use. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. You just answer a few quick questions and a doctor will review and prescribe for you well-known generic equivalents of name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Just prescription solutions that are backed by science. Imagine that. So, gents, why not just give it a chance? In fact, I can make it easy for you. Fireside Mystery Theater listeners, order now and you can get a trial month of Hims for just $5. Do it today, right now, while supplies last. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. All you have to do is go to 4hims.com/fireside. That's forhims.com/fireside. 4hims.com/fireside. Now, back to Encore in the East Village.
Have walked up and down streets and avenues for hours, desperate for any clues, talking to anyone I met who might have the tiniest hint, but no luck. Finally, I found myself a nice stoop on Avenue C and stopped to catch a breath and plot my next move.
Hey, lady! Of all the places in the city, you gotta sit outside my shop talking to yourself? Scram! You're scaring away all the customers.
Excuse me, what customers?
Exactly. Haven't been able to keep a good flow on this street for years now. With you crazy self-talkers and hippies and singer-songers and all garbaging up the place. Men used to come to my shop for a nice haircut. Ha! The times have changed.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't even see the pole for your barbershop behind me. It looks a little dingy.
Dingy? Yeah, one of your artsy-fartsy kids comes in, decides to make a project out of it. What the heck is it supposed to be? Now, I don't know. But I do know it doesn't look like a barber pole to me, or to any would-be customers either. Jeez, I gotta get out of this neighborhood.
You've been around here a long time, then?
Yeah, years. I've been here. Seen them all, come and go. Every change. Nothing I can do about it, much as I'd like, I tell you.
The man's words reminded me of old Von Chessem and his collection of artifacts, frozen in time. It seemed like a long shot, but I was exhausted and ready to take a chance. So you've seen a lot of the artists and musicians in this part of town over the years. Did you ever happen to know any of them? Maybe a female guitarist?
Oh, man. They're in and out of here like clockwork on a Friday, like clock punches. Time to get in, time to get out, just in time, you know? There was one gal, though, kind of sticks in my mind. But that's been years ago, though.
Who was she?
A beautiful girl. But this sad look about her, always. She always had a book in one hand and a guitar in the other.
A book? What did it look like?
Oh, paper, writing. It looked like a book. Jeez. I think it was some kind of journal or whatever. She and that scumbag boyfriend of hers used to live just upstairs here on the third floor. Wouldn't have thought about her in ages. Poor thing. I thought she was one of the good ones.
What happened to her?
I don't know. I don't much like to talk about it, truth be told. I think that that whole accident was the real reason people stopped coming around here so much.
Oh, please, sir, I've been walking around all day. Anything you could tell me would be so helpful.
Okay. You scared off all my customers anyway. Like I said, she was a good kid. Sweet. Just as kind as could be, voice like a real live angel, you know? Always thought she was right on the verge of breaking out. Only thing I never liked about her Was that man what crashed with her upstairs? Man, but she loved him, though. I used to hear him yelling, her crying, bottles breaking, and so on. Wasn't so strange to hear such around here then, but still, it bothered me. She didn't deserve none of that. Well, I guess I eventually, you know, maybe she wised up to it, too. They got into an all-out brawl right out here in the streets, and she told him to hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back. Sure enough, he didn't. They found him face down in a gutter 3 days later. They always did like the hard living and partying, but I'd never seen her as bad as she was after that. A week later, bam, the whole third floor's up in flames. Took all night to put it out, and years to repair. Her body? Nah, they never did find it. She was really something, though. Shame to lose her. Had to lose all that rent, I tell you. Even after having it all repaired, I can't keep that place rented for bupkis.
It stayed empty this whole time?
Ah, people come, but when they come, they go just as quickly. Even tried to Airbnb the thing, whatever that is. My son told me about it. What does he know, anyway? Anyway, no go. Always ends up with a cancellation or a complaint. Like they seen a ghost or something. Hey, you know anyone looking?
Whoa, lady, you didn't. Oh, you did, didn't you?
Did what?
Well, of course I did. I had to find out the truth. Or find something, anyway. So there I was, forking over my cash to a barber on Avenue C for the chance to spend the night in an abandoned water and electricity bereft apartment. And why? It was something about the words on that page. Though I couldn't see them, they seemed to somehow be forming themselves in my mind, wrapping around an unfamiliar melody. So I loaded up my flashlight, a good book, some wine, and that night I headed inside into the midnight darkness of that third floor walk-up Alphabet City apartment. Okay, this isn't too bad. It's nice of that barber to loan me these blankets. All right, maybe this was a stupid idea after all. Well, a nice quiet night with my book isn't the worst thing. Ah! What? Who's there? Oh, the wind. The wind is there, Monica. Okay, calm down. Okay, where is that flashlight? And now there's my book. All right, scaredy cat, settle back down. Wait a minute. This isn't my book. What the? Could it be? Oh my, wow. It's her journal. It's the book from the photograph. I don't know how, but I know it is. It's not burned. It's not even charred. How can it be here?
If you hear me once, you'll hear me again.
What was that? Okay, calm down. This is it. It's here. Where is that page? Where are those words?
When I fall asleep, I fall in the deep, the end where I never quite touch. There's some comfort there, like floating in air. Yeah, I don't mind that place so much.
Here. And there are lyrics. Song lyrics. And then it just trails off. Well, it looks like the last page written in here, too. The last thing written before... before...
If I fall asleep on the floor, it's 'cause bed just don't feel right without you no more. And if I pass out on the ground, it's just because you're not around.
Oh my God, it's you. I see. I hear you. Into the suddenly raging fireplace, and I ran for my life. When I finally risked everything to stopping to look back a few blocks down the street. Everything was dark and strangely quiet. The song, the ghost song, it was all anger, betrayal, hurt, but it was already fading like an old photograph. Though it's always hung there in the back of my mind, in my dreams. Well, I began to think that I had dreamed it all. Until tonight, Barry, when you began to play that very song. So, that's my story and why I had to interrupt you. Well?
Okay, all right. You almost had me there. Barry, did you set this up?
What?
Are you serious? How much free time do you think I have, Tara?
This isn't a joke.
Hey, lady, look. It was a cool story, though. No, really. A good riff on that old journal I found. Impressive. If you want to come back and do another sometime, I mean, that'd be all right. Maybe just wait till open mic night.
Barry, you gonna finish that haunted song up for us or what? Get to drink slinging or get to singing? Hey, maybe the ghost will show up for a duet, right?
Well, you may not believe me, but I believe me. And Von Chessem, he was wrong. Songs don't die. They come again and again.
Hear me once, you'll hear me again.
All right, guys, from where we left off, let's go. But ooh, something's changing. No easy rest from my pain. When I close my eyes, I hear our goodbyes.
And if you hear me once, then you'll hear me again. If I fall asleep on the floor, it's 'cause bed just don't feel right without you no more. And if I pass out on the ground, it's just because you're not around. If I fall asleep on the floor, it's 'cause life just don't feel right without you no more. And if they find me on the ground, it's just because you're not around. It's just because you're not around.
And that was Encore in the East Village. Monica was played by Casey LaForest. The ghostly singer-songwriter was played by Lauren Elder. Barry was played by Michael Pate. Tara was played by Rashmi Singh. Alex was played by James Kleinman. Von Chessem was played by Alan LaForest. The Barber was played by David Linton. Myron was played by James Reeser. And the part of Myrna was played by me, Ali Silva. Encore in the East Village was an adaptation by Courtney Gillian Cholovich of the Vernon Lee short story, A Culture Ghost. It was directed by Holly Payne Strange. The Female of the Species was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Brad Whiteley. Our sound effects engineer was Sean Haggerty. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Did you know that an easy rating and review on Apple Podcasts is not just a nice sentiment, it also helps to raise our visibility and gives us much-needed support. Other easy ways to support? Subscribe! Like us on Facebook. We can be fun to follow on Instagram and Twitter, where our handle is @FiresideMystery. So there's swag, and then there's swag. We've got swag for days at FiresideMysteryTheater.com/merch. How good would you look in an official Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt or hoodie? Cuddle up with an FMT throw pillow, place a handy FMT tote bag on your shoulder. All of these things and more can be purchased from our merch store, FiresideMysteryTheater.com/merch. We'll keep you posted on upcoming sales. This just in, you don't want to miss our next live show, The Secret Files of Nellie Bly, on Sunday, March 25th at 5 p.m. Here's the scoop. Do you live in or plan on visiting the New York City area? Yes? Well, then you have a chance to experience the unique thrill of a live Fireside Mystery Theater show at the gorgeous and mysterious Slipper Room. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. terrified face frozen in marble guards a horrible secret. Our next installment from the female of the species, The Duchess at Prayer, available wherever you find your podcasts. This is your own Ali Silva. You could call her a femme fatale, or a woman who knows what she's capable of. She spies you from the end of the bar, daring you to come closer. Best to mind the shadows.